بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad, the leader of all the prophets, and we ask Allah to raise his rank and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Imam Muslim narrated from the root of Abu Hurairah, may Allah Ta'ala reward him greatly, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the rights of the Muslim upon the Muslim are six. It was said, and what are they, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, when you meet him, give him the greeting of peace. And when he invites you, respond to his invitation. When he seeks your advice, advise him. When he sneezes and praises Allah, supplicate for mercy upon him. And when he becomes ill, visit him. And when he dies, follow his funeral. The first rite, when you meet him, give him the greeting of peace by saying, Assalamu alaykum, or Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a recommended matter and not an obligation. Verily, the greeting of peace is a cause of love and supporting one another. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one in whose control is my soul, you will not enter paradise until you believe. And you will not have all the qualities of the righteous believers until you love each other. Shall I not direct you to something that, if you do it, you will love each other? Spread the greeting of peace amongst yourselves, as narrated by Muslim. Each of the two people who meet each other supplicates for the other for safety, mercy, and blessing. And what follows, this is a cheerful face and appropriate words of greetings which result in unity and love and removing the feelings of estrangement and cold disassociation. The second rite, when he invites you, respond to his invitation. This means that when he invites you with an invitation to some food and drink, fulfill the request of your brother who was drawn near to you and honored you with the invitation. Respond to his invitation unless you have a religious excuse. The third rite, his statement, and when he seeks your advice, advise him. This means that if he seeks consultation with you regarding some action, as to whether he should do it or not, then advise him with that which you would like for yourself. Thus, if the action is something that is beneficial in all aspects, then encourage him to do that. And if it is something harmful, then warn him against it. And if the action contains both benefit and harm, then explain that to him and weigh the benefits against the harms. Likewise, if he consults with you concerning some dealing with something among the people, or whether he should marry a woman off to someone, or whether he should marry someone, then extend your pure and sincere advice to him and deal with him from the viewpoint of what you would do for your own self. Avoid deceiving him in any matter of these things. Moreover, this sincerity in advising is more emphasized when the person seeks your advice and he requests from you that you give him a beneficial opinion. The fourth rite, and when he sneezes and praises Allah, then pray for mercy upon him. This is due to the fact that sneezing is a favor from Allah in the expelling of this congested air that is blocked in certain parts of the body of the human being. Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for this air to have a passage out where it can exit, and thus the sneezing person feels relief. Thus, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated that the person praises Allah for this favor, and he legislated for his Muslim brother to say to him, "May Allah have mercy upon you." He also urged the person who sneezed to answer his Muslim brother by saying to him, "May Allah guide you and set right your affairs." Therefore, whoever does not praise Allah, then others will not pray for mercy upon him. And in this case, he cannot blame anyone except himself, for he is the one who has caused himself to lose the two blessings. The first, the blessing of praising Allah, and the blessing of his brother's supplication for him, that is a result of the praising. The fifth right, his statement, "And when he becomes ill, visit him." Visiting the sick is from the rights of the Muslim, and especially for the person who has a highly stressed and emphasized right upon you, like the relative. It is from the best of the righteous deeds, and whoever visits his Muslim brother, he remains engulfed in the mercy of Allah until he returns, and the angels ask for forgiveness for him, as narrated in the Sahih Hadith. It is desired for the person who visits the sick to supplicate for him to be cured and to make him feel at ease. He should ease his worries by giving him glad tidings of well-being and recovery. And the sixth right, his statement, "And if he dies, follow his funeral. For verily, whoever follows the funeral until the deceased's body is prayed for, then he will receive a qirat of reward." A qirat is an amount equivalent to the size of the mountain of Uhud in Medina. And if he follows the funeral procession until the body is buried, then he will receive two qirats of reward. In the end, let us all reflect upon these rites which the Prophet taught to his nation, so we may refeel that we are like one body. When one part feels pain, then all of it will be affected by sickness and fever. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.